This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been doing a chapter study of 1 Timothy chapter 6 for some time now. We identified a title, Godliness with Contentment. We chose verses 6 and 7 as key verses. After summarizing the chapter in a statement, we noted some questions we had and some problems we encountered. We then developed an outline and amplified it with material we found in the chapter. The last step in doing a chapter study is to establish some practical applications we can make to our own lives based on what we discovered in our study. The bottom line application we need to keep in mind is that contentment is only found as we pursue godliness in our lives and share how others can establish a healthy relationship with God. Jesus was right when he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive," Acts 20:35. What we all can give, if we have experienced it, is the life that is truly life. If you are wealthy, prayerfully look for ways you can be rich in good deeds, generous, and willing to share. Take care to always hope in God, not in the wealth you possess. If you are poor, you too need to always hope in God. He is the one who promises to provide all you really need. Enjoy whatever God has provided for you and look for ways to share it with others. I'll never forget sitting in a cafe in Venezuela when a shoeshine boy in ragged clothes came begging at our table. I gave him a dry roll. He ran to the street and whistled loudly. Soon other ragged-dressed boys surrounded him. He broke the roll into pieces and gave each boy some. What a lesson to me.